Friday. That's always a fun thing. 4th of April. Welcome to the What's on Your Mind preview hour. I'm Scott Hillen. Hello. Mark the Freedom Poet is here. Hello, Mark.
Why, hello.
And Mark is about to go on assignment. So this is the last Friday that he'll be here with us, the last 8 o'clock hour that he'll be here with us for a while, as he announced earlier, I guess last week, didn't you?
Yeah.
On the Common Sense Club, your quest.
It's a quest.
To make sure that the United States Senate later this year flips back into Republican hands.
And it's
taken you on assignment.
It is, you know, and more to the point, I'm supporting Larry Roden and Sam Clomas for the United States Senate, and everything, I agree with everything they believe, so going around talking about them and the things they believe, like energy independence and repeal Obamanation care, see, that just builds towards, everything I do builds towards the presidential race of 2016. So I'm teaching people while supporting two great candidates that are both regarded as Davids versus Goliaths of the party. And then tomorrow, I get to go to Minot, and as my this would be the third state, I'm a state delegate to the Republican Convention, now North Dakota, as I begin my quest to be a national delegate in 2016.
On the program today, we're going to focus on the big race at that convention this weekend. That's for the Ag Commission between Doug Goring and Judy Estenson. Are you going there with an open mind on that race?
Or? No, it's made. I like Judy Estenson so much. She's very impressive. And what I like about her, she's going to defend farms and ranches against the EPA. She's really, really supportive of farm and ranch interests versus the government. Not to mention the fact that she's got her kids involved, lifetime background, and she just rings truer than the other fella.
And you made your mind up then at the district convention, probably.
Yeah, and I had her on the air. I was really impressed with her.
And you heard from both of them. Very interesting. So that'll be the big race this weekend. By the way, both candidates will be on Doug Goring at 9:30 and Judy Estenson at 10:30 today on the program. We also have a number of guests that will join us this hour, including of course, our Golden Girls segment with Ellen and Monclita. How'd they do yesterday?
Just, they're delightful. I can't believe they live together. They said it really gets electric sometimes, but they're not home up much. They're both traveling a lot. But
Pete Hegseth will be here. He is, of course, the CEO of Concerned Veterans for America. Get the latest on the Fort Hood shooting, what it says about veterans care and treating those with the PTSD. Although, I don't know, do we know this guy had PTSD?
No, he was being evaluated, therefore.
Okay. State Rep. Kurt Zellers will be here. He's a Republican from Minnesota and former Speaker of the House and, of course, now candidate for governor. The budget has been passed in the Minnesota House, so you and I are going to get a chance to visit with him. And Steve Hallstrom will be coming up here as well to tell us a little bit about Steve's Sports Saturday. Plus, it's a Normal or Nuts Friday, so we'll have lots of open phones today on the program. You know, I've been doing talk radio since 1986, talk
really?
Radio as it exists now.
28 years.
Since 1986. And I have to tell you, this What's on Your Mind program is so fun to do because yesterday is a prime example. We were out of Mandan for the show, but we talked a lot about the Fort Hood situation between 9 and 10. We had a couple of guests, Senator Heidi Heitkamp and Colonel Alan West. But the vast majority of the hour was talking with callers, and a lot of the conversation was obviously about Fort Hood. And, you know, the analysis, the insight, the perspective, really, in my view, that comes from the listeners.
It is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like the Maytag repairman. You don't need me, because the callers are just one after another phenomenal.
The collective wisdom is amazing.
And what I love about it is that you know, turn on any cable news show and you have all this speculation and, you know, a chatter, and it sort of becomes the echo chamber, right? It's the same stuff, sort of like on the Malaysian plane. You just hear the same stuff
endless.
Over and over and over again. Our listeners bring such a unique insight analysis. They could be on any of these shows.
That's,
you know,
right.
Different perspectives. And we have people disagreeing about, you know, whether or not to lift the ban on concealed carry on military bases, but all from an informed perspective. It really was very interesting. So I love doing it. And
but you facilitate it really well, Scott.
No matter the topic, whatever it is, it's fun to do, and really encourage people to actively be a part of that, because it's something special. It really is. So make sure you use that telephone number and answer that question, what's on your mind, because the minds of the Northern Plains have a lot to offer.
You'd all be sitting here prepping for my show at 2, and all the lines are lit up. You know, really cool, man.
Yeah, no, there's an active audience out there, and we appreciate them very much as part of what's on your mind. So I'm looking forward to another couple hours talking with folks all across the Northern Plains today on the program. And in case I've inspired you now to let your voice be heard, 855-200-1776 is the telephone number, 855-200-1776. Fort Hood remains in the news today. Certainly, as I mentioned, we'll talk with at least one guest on that topic today and welcome lots of others on the program as well. The Army is now saying that the shooter did have a history of mental illness.
Mm-hmm. Depression.
Right. And, that's, I guess, sort of a duh, right, given the fact that he would do what he did and turn the gun on himself, you know. And
as soon as he saw somebody else with a gun.
Yeah.
Amen, goodbye, safe zones, gun-free zones.
Yeah, he was being evaluated to see if he suffered from PTSD, according to military officials. There's some strong evidence that he did, right? And maybe that's part of it. But I saw yesterday did a little backpedal on the terrorism angle as well, which.
Well, you see, it really shows light on the first one, that still totally unresolved, that egregious act of terror, and the people never got their Purple Hearts, and they're treated like a workplace violence, is what that Obama said. How pathetic is that? Because he didn't want to offend the Muslims.
Yeah. Forum headline today is an interesting one. Concerns about oil bipartisan. The effort, especially among editorial pages, to try and, look, you can look at any glass and say it's either half full or half empty. And what my main beef with the vast majority of the media is they're constantly looking at the glass as though it's half full.
It's more like 95% full and 5% empty, and they're focusing on the 5%. It's so nuts.
It is.
That is really nuts. The jaded point of view of so much editorial writers.
Yeah. And, there is a concentrated effort on the part of the left and the Democrats in North Dakota to try and get any kind of a foothold, to grab a hold of something to try and increase their stature, right?
Right.
And so about all they have is to be able to say, here's a big problem and not enough is being done about it, right? And so these editorial writers really are tools of that effort.
That's right.
They're engaged in a partisan effort to try and paint a very different picture.
But, the big problem, like global warming, we did have demonstrably the coldest period from March of 2013 October 2013 to March of 2014 in 102 years. There is no global warming. That's baloney.
Yeah, it is. Lots of normal or nuts topics today, and we've started a number of those on our Facebook page. One of my favorites is, this ongoing incessant effort to wave a magic wand and make kids eat healthy, right?
Yeah.
And so now there's an idea, that a move among some to say, well, really, if we want to curb obesity, we need to make healthy foods cheaper.
Yeah, that's going to really help a kid who just wants to eat noodles and ho-hos,
I don't think it's about...
It doesn't matter if it costs $1 million or nothing.
No,
he wants noodles.
It's about behavior. It's about what I want and what I desire. I don't,
And I don't know about you, but it's amazing how taste buds change. I used to hate tomatoes when I was real little, and now I absolutely love them. Same with all my kids. They all hated tomatoes.
Matt says, that's baloney. Healthy foods are cheap. People are just too lazy to buy them and cook something with them. They would rather just be lazy and buy the unhealthy, ready-to-eat food. So that's one of the issues you can weigh in here. We've got a number that we're throwing up there today, and always having a little fun with the normal or nuts questions today on the race. Another one we're going to get into here. These conservation groups, speaking of oil, they want to grab a hold of oil money and buy up a bunch of land and they are spending a boatload of money, including now doing something they said they were not going to do, and that is hire people to go get signatures. I normally am the kind of person that says, you know what, I'm going to sign that petition because I think ultimately these questions ought to go to the ballot. These guys, to me, are smelly enough. I'm not sure I'd even do that.
Oh, I wouldn't.
I don't know. Maybe I'm nuts. That's a question I have for you today, too. So we're going to talk about that on the program as well. When we come back, the Golden Girls. The Golden Girls will have at it. So we'll just get out of the way, won't we, Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah, and let them go. On the What's On Your Mind preview, 855-200-1776 is our number. Give us a ring.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
NASA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa, it's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are here, ladies and gentlemen, a new feature of the program. From the left, the lovable liberal Ellen Ratner, and from the right, the common sense conservative Lemkita Cullum. How are you?
Lovable too.
There you are.
And I'm not sure she has all that much common sense.
Oh my gosh, right to the juggler from the Golden Girls. Unbelievable.
I'm kind of flattered when she says that, though.
Are you?
All right, wait till you hear what we talk about today.
Yeah, but so let me, just so I can be a good moderator here, because I really like getting out of the way and let you two just have this little cat fight on the radio. what are you hot to try to talk about today? What's on? I've got a few things that I want to throw up, but I'm curious what you want to talk about.
I am like, the Republicans never fail to screw things up. And now they want to, they passed a bill in Congress to raise what would be eligible for the Affordable Care Act at 40 hours versus the 30, because they said people were being kicked out at 28 hours. Well, why don't you just fix it and say that everybody who works for a company has to get health insurance?
Well, you realize all these businesses are trying to save jobs. The, you know, the unemployment rate just came out right now, but these small businesses of 50 people or over can't afford it. So what they're trying to say is you have this, you know, this 40-hour rule where people can be hired and they don't get a $2,000, you know, penalty if something happens there. I mean, we're talking about fast food restaurants that are talking on this 30-hour rule that you're discussing, Ellen. And the fact of the matter is all these people that are saying they have these part-time employees are going to have to let employees go because they can't afford it. So you would think right now the Democrats
like
don't know
I
what to
do
here.
Like I have pity in my heart for these fast food restaurants.
Well, you know, I mean, a job is a job here. People
I understand,
right now are hurting.
But you don't think McDonald's can and should pay health insurance for its employees?
But, Ellen, I think what Blanquita is trying to say here is the legislation passed by the House protects jobs. Because
correct.
what we found out is the provision by the brainchild on the left saying a full-time worker is 30 hours ends up having people say, okay, well, I'm just going to cut back the workforce there. It costs jobs. So don't you want more people employed?
Yes, I do, and I also want people insured because I think that is a responsibility. I pay my people health insurance, and I only have 6 employees, so I'm exempt. But you know what? I shouldn't be in business if I can't pay my people health insurance.
But you know what? People do get in business, and they're trying to keep businesses alive right now when, frankly, businesses are going under. You had 18 Democrats vote on this one that supported the Republicans because they realized this is a lose-lose. Here you have the Democrats that are going to be running on a ticket where they're going to say, okay, Obamacare is not perfect. We'll fix it if you reelect us. Here the Republicans are trying to fix it right now, but the Democrats can't be honest and fix it while they're in office. I'm telling you, Ellen, this is going to be a career killer for a lot of Democrat representatives and senators because people are saying jobs are going down the toilet.
Well, if jobs are going down the toilet, we got a pretty good job reports today, 6.7%, and this is even, which is a lot better than it was when George Bush was leaving office. And now, of course, we have a situation where people are getting health insurance.
Well, they're not getting health insurance, and people are cutting back on employees. And the thing of it is, they're not being honest about those job numbers. They are not talking about the people who've just given up, who can't find work, who are not going to the unemployment offices. This right now, I would tell you, Ellen, if they really did an honest job and looking at where the real job numbers are, the job losses, as bad as the depression. This country is very, very down in the dumps about the job situation. Why not try to help those business people who are small businesses keep their doors open?
Exactly, and that's why we ought to have universal health insurance paid for by the government.
All right, a couple other things that are here for topics today. One is Bill Clinton on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. Did you guys see what he said when he said that while he was president, he asked aides to investigate aliens and the UFO files, and also said that there weren't any aliens.
You want to know the truth of that story? He actually did ask somebody while he was president, and he asked Webb Hubble. And if you were to get Webb Hubble on the air, he would tell you that he was not allowed into parts of Area 51, even though he was representing the President of the United States. And I think even Blanquita and I would agree that I don't think Bill Clinton was being on the up and up about this.
I don't think he was either. I think he was being cute. Then the main thing is, why not know what's in Area 51? Do you think the American people are going to freak out if we know that there's been a UFO? Come on. I mean, if we think that there's life force in other planets, we're grown-ups now. We've had enough of the Star Trek generation to accept that we might have, we should be able to know what's going on.
So when you say he's being cute, when you say he's being cute.
I mean, I think Blanquita and I agree on something that's shocking.
But are you saying that you think Clinton's having fun here, BQ, that he actually thinks that, we could be visited by, he said he wouldn't be surprised if we were visited by extraterrestrials at some point, some aliens.
Well,
is he being funny?
I think we're going to be visited by extraterrestrials, but
that's what he's saying.
But I think he's trying to be cute about the fact that he's been to Area 51 and, yes, E.T., come home. I think he wants to let people know that he knows the secrets that no one else knows.
Here's what he said. First, I had people go look at the records on Area 51 to make sure there was no alien down there. But there are no aliens there.
Webb was not let in there, so you ought to have him on the air and he can talk about it if he's willing.
Of course, Bill Clinton might mean alien. Somebody who's from El Salvador, so keep going.
When the Roswell thing came up, I knew we'd get a gazillion of letters, so I had all the Roswell papers reviewed, everything. If you saw that there were aliens there, would you tell us? He said, yeah. So you're saying, he's saying he sent somebody there, and you know who was sent there, they actually didn't get the answer definitively answered. So
Ellen,
then,
why do you think he lied?
I think he didn't want to scare the American people, and Hillary might run for president.
So if he's lying about that, what else is he lying about? You see,
well, they all lie. Come on. Here we had the CIA, surprise, surprise, lie to the American people about what was going on in Guantanamo. Why? I mean, I've covered Washington a long time, and I'm telling you, if you tell me a politician tells the truth, I'm telling you they're not a politician.
We only have 30 seconds, so you get 15 seconds each on this final topic. And kind of a head-scratcher, a new survey came out and said that in 2013, only 25% of Americans with paid vacation took it.
They
took
can't
all
afford
of it,
it.
Anyway. Is,
they can't
is
afford
that the deal,
it, Scotty. They can't afford it. Who can afford to take a vacation? Where are they going to go? They've
got
to figure out how to be able to pay for the kids' school.
And my final is what they say in Europe. Americans live to work, and Europeans work to live.
So
and
your point is
taken that one because people can't afford it.
My point is we like to work.
I think I like Blanquita's answer better, that it's another of many factors of a miserable economy from a president Ellen loves. The Golden Girls back Monday with us, ladies and gentlemen, on What's on Your Mind. Isn't it fun? We'll continue.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Is this really your last game, Mark?
Yeah.
In your current capacity, although we should tell folks the Freedom Club will continue, and once you go down there and do some good work, then you're going to come back up. You're on assignment is the way I like to put
it. I like that. Like that feeling.
Yeah.
I like doors left open, but you know, you and I have really done something. We're way over 300 members. Two more new Freedom Club members yesterday.
Every day.
We got to keep this going.
Yeah.
Because it's a national thing. You know, it's the missing link. Faith, family, freedom, and free enterprise. Anybody that loves this country and is worried about it can find a niche, and we need help on all of those four facets.
Sure do. Question from a listener here that came in during the break.
I'm wondering if Kevin Cramer is going to attend the Republican convention. I believe that he bypassed it last cycle. So, thank you.
Kevin Cramer will be at the convention. There is no competition for the endorsement. There was one other individual that was looking at that, Dwayne Hendrickson, who didn't get the proper paperwork in. Obviously, Kevin took a different approach last time. It was successful. He ended up elected to Congress. I think that's a something that's in the past now, and obviously the delegates are going to support the incumbent member after the people have spoken. So he'll be there. Pete Hegseth, who is with a great organization that we appreciate a great deal on this program, Concerned Veterans for America is the name of the group. And Pete Hegseth heads that group up. You've seen a number of his commentaries related to the situation in Fort Hood. So we're going to chat with him in just a couple of minutes here. We have actually two guests this segment.
Oh, wow.
So we have 5 minutes with each guest. This is a rapid-fire program today.
Luxurious.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly right. And so I'll chat with Pete, and then you chat with Kurt Zellers. How about that? There's a new budget in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that?
It might be a spendaholics gone nuts.
Yeah, in the end session. What exactly does that mean, by the way?
It's just a word for another session, the endless session, the endless, you know. Remember Will Rogers said, as long as Congress is in session, we're all in danger?
It's kind of a sad indictment, isn't it?
It is, you know. Your money and your life is in dire jeopardy when Congress is in session.
Yeah.
Especially when you only got one party, like in Minnesota, there's no checks and balances.
Yeah, exactly right. Anyway, we're waiting for Pete here to join us, and we actually had him on the line, and then his line dropped, so I'm not exactly sure what happened here, but we're trying to get him back on the line so we can visit with him a little bit today on the program. Coming up next hour, by the way, we have actually in the 9 and 10 o'clock hour, we're going to hear from two of the candidates that are running for the Ag Commission endorsement at the Republican convention in Minot this weekend. And that's the real race on the Republican side.
Sure is.
That's the main. There are no other races. Otherwise, it's going to be kind of a rah-rah behind the top of the ticket, which is Congressman Kevin Cramer, and obviously some efforts to keep a Public Service Commission post and a Tax Commission post. Two new faces on the ballot in Judy Fedorchuk and Ryan Rauschenberger, but they're in the positions now, having been appointed by Governor Dalrymple. But the big race I think everybody's watching is the Ag Commission race. It is all important in that it ultimately has a seat that comes with it on the Industrial Commission. And right now, the Attorney General, the Ag Commissioner, and the Governor, obviously all Republican, Ryan Taylor, has seen this battle on the Republican side for the nomination, decided to run for the Democratic nomination, has it now. And so, the Democrats are putting a lot of their eggs in that basket.
Taylor's pretty impressive, really, in his own way.
I think his rhetoric is impressive. I don't know that the actions are impressive.
I don't know about that much.
You know what I mean? In other words, he talks a good game, puts the cowboy hat on, kind of.
He looks good. He looks Western and authentic.
Yeah.
Very handsome guy.
And, it seems to me to be more of a kind of a shtick than a lot of substance there. Yeah. That's obviously fairly critical on my part, but I mean, I don't see much substance there. I see sort of the knee-jerk, they're not doing enough, kind of just the talking points, kind of going back to our earlier conversation of how the media, especially the editorial pages, and the Democrats are aligned and sort of the one glimpse of hope they have to try and get some traction, and that is point fingers at Republican elected leaders saying you're not doing enough to get ahead of the oil and gas developments, rather than recognizing an enormous amount has happened in a very short period of time, and we're drinking from a fire hose here. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, without question. Looks like we're going to have to postpone our conversation with Pete Hegseth because we're having some trouble getting him on the line here. Kurt Zellers is going to join us momentarily, and then we'll visit with him a little bit about the budget side of things. So,
think about the nervousness of the editorial board of the Minneapolis Trib with conservative Christian Glenn thinking about buying the Trib, or actually made the offer.
And to me, that's going to happen, isn't it?
It sounds like it.
Yeah. Yeah, so
they're just back from the brink of the dead from bankruptcy, and they just know he comes in with a pile of cash.
A serious offer from a serious checkbook.
Yeah,
well-known businessman, and
who is far to the right of their editorial staff.
Now I see the publisher will stay, so that some of the culture will remain.
Right.
I would just like to see some balance on some of these editorial pages.
That's what he said. Balance.
I mean, fine. You're going to have elements in Minnesota that are extreme environmentalists, that are tax and spend liberals. It's in the DNA of Minnesota, right? It's in the DNA, but can it actually go the other way? I'm sorry, who's waiting? Who's next? Oh, Representative Zellers is on the line, ready to chat with us, Mark.
Well, that's good.
Kurt, we were just wanting to be flies on the wall at the newsroom of the Minneapolis Star Tribune, awaiting word on whether or not their new owner is going to be Glenn Taylor. That's kind of a fun little sport these days, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, generally is Glenn a great guy, and I've known him for years, but he's one heck of a businessman. And it's funny that even as liberal as the Star Tribune is, at the end of the day, it's still a business. And we've been running a crappy business model for years. Maybe it makes some sense to have somebody who has business experience step in and say, hey, here's where you've been doing it wrong, and actually put out a fair product.
Can hardly wait, and maybe bring a little balance to those editorial pages and that newsroom at some point. So,
that's critical. Yes,
wouldn't that be nice? Let's talk about the budget here a little bit. The budget has passed by the House. Analyze it for us. What's it look like?
Well, it is the biggest slop bucket you've ever seen. these guys, this is our non-budget year, Scott. So this is supposed to be policy. This is supposed to be cleanup language. We meant to do this. This is the way Department of Revenue or DNR is interpreting something. And we passed a 458-page supplemental bill.
Wow.
And I said on the floor last night, no offense, but that doesn't pass the sniff test, and it doesn't pass the BS test.
And you called it the slop bucket.
It was assessing the fair market value for a dead bee.
A dead
there
bee?
Was a dead bee, yes. There was policy in there on for any number of different issues. There was a minimum wage hike in there. There was everything you could imagine. Any wish list item that they had that they knew they were going to run out of time for, either because they had messed around too much or because there was some fighting and angst in their caucus about minimum wage, about bullying bill, any number of different things. So they're running out of time, but they're also running out of patience with each other. So this supplemental bill. And the worst part, the folks that just absolutely banged us in the shins, a guy like poor Travis Remke, who ran up there for us 2 years ago, great business guy and just a down-to-earth guy, banged us in the shins for shifts and gimmicks, shifts and gimmicks. Well, guess what's in this budget? They shift it. And then the worst part of all, a $400 million bailout for Obamacare because they underestimated how much it was going to cost the state when they signed us up for this disaster.
$400 million.
$400 million, yes.
Just think, and this is just one state. Think about the money spent on this Obamacare, on the promotion of it, the expense of the rollout, the IT expenses, the websites. It's the most outrageous, absurd thing. You know, here you got the Obama administration that doesn't have business acumen, just eggheads, and here you got Dayton, who's just left a whoopee himself. How is your campaign going for an alternative to this madness?
Well, and that's the great thing that it provides us the opportunity. If you want a bright line in the sand or between the candidates, now more than ever, you have it. You know, the governor, and we had this press conference. The other thing you guys are going to love is today, in the middle of a blizzard, and we got the foot and a half of snow you guys had earlier, in the middle of a blizzard, we're going to vote on a $90 million Senate legislative office building that, for the 67 senators, it is a net gain of 13 offices. So it's not, and all 67 don't fit in there. So we're going to go and vote on that $90 million monstrosity today in the House Rules Committee. There is no, we had a press conference last week about it, and I said, you know, I've just had enough of the, because now all of a sudden the governor is not in favor of it. Even though he signed the bill that paid for it, well, it's too lavish. It's un-Minnesotan. Well, then you shouldn't have signed the bill in the first place. As governor, my leadership style will be, I'm going to read the bills. I know it's a very high bar to leap over. I'm going to read the bills. I'm not going to sign anything that wastes money, and I'm not going to waste the taxpayers' dollars on crap like a $90 million office building when we've got plenty of office space down at the Capitol complex. The reporters that cover us each and every day, they were displaced from their office because they're in the basement of the Capitol. You know what? They didn't get a $30 million or a $10 million building. They got moved to another office building where there's some extra space. They'll be there for a while. Once their offices are finished, then they'll move back. And it's little things like this, but the overriding theme is with this governor, well, I'm going to sign it. I'm going to be for it. But then if I get caught and it's really unpopular, I'm going to lash out at my critics. And I've had enough. Just this failed leadership on every issue, but also this, I didn't know or I wasn't sure. If you can't read the bills, if you can't be a man of your word, then you absolutely do not deserve to be the governor of our great state.
How do you think it's going? He seems vulnerable, isn't he, but fairly popular in a strange way?
Well, and every governor's popular at this time of year because, and this is particularly easy because you look at all the crazy things that the Democrats are doing, the $80 million office buildings, a minimum wage that will put us so far out in front of North Dakota and South Dakota that any bar or restaurant on this side of the border is going to be an incredible disadvantage. But he can be the one guy versus the 134 of us or 67 senators. He can look like the adult in the room because nobody really knows all of the senators or all the state reps. So Governor Pawlenty was at about the same position and about the same polling popularity when he was running for re-election at this time. So I think it's more the office than it is the individual, and in this case especially because the
Hey, Kurt, do me a favor. Hang on, if you would. We're going to ask you one question more about the budget after a break here. We've got a hard break. We'll take a short break, come back, plus a preview of Steve's Sports Saturday tomorrow right here. So stay tuned, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com. USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
What's not to love about half off? Half off anything. 50% off. That's right. Slash it in half. That's the deal now through the end of April at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. You've heard me talk about this for years for good reason. This place is fabulous. You can truly relax. They have the Copper Door Aveda Spa. We're going to take 50% off any spa treatment at Chase on the Lake now through the end of April. 50% off any room. Whatever you need, three-bedroom condotel, all the way down to a single king room, and every room is fantastic at Chase on the Lake. 50% off private bowling. You can have some fun at the Chasers Bowling Alley. Our family loves it. Crank up the jukebox. Have a great time. Plus, free breakfast each morning of your entire stay. That entire deal, 50% off the room, the spa treatment, the bowling, and free breakfast every day, any Sunday through Thursday. Promo code SCOTT at ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
On your mind, Kurt Sellers, candidate for governor in Minnesota, seeking the Republican nomination there, and also a tireless defender of the conservative cause, swimming upstream in that state legislature in Minnesota. I wanted to ask you about this stinker of a budget, which you've fairly described here. What's going to happen over in the Senate? I mean, does it sail through the Senate, or what happens?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a chance there may be some differences of opinion. The Senate in a lot of cases has been the voice of reason, which is, surprising to some of us, but to others, they're not on the ballot this fall. You know, Minnesota, we have 4-year terms for our senators. They're not staggered. So they're, none of them are up this year, but they're all up in 2 years. I think what you're going to see out of them is a little bit more, common sense, but at the end of the day, they're still spending $807 million in the next biennium. And for folks that ran on and berated us for deficit spending and pushing things out into the future, they're going to spend this money and then create yet another gap after they repealed some horrible taxes that made us uncompetitive. It's just, you know, the budgeting acumen of these folks is what confuses and, quite frankly, just absolutely infuriates business owners in our state. There's no consistency in policy. One year we're going to have a warehouse tax, then we find out, oh, my God, it's really unpopular, we're going to repeal it. That leaves business women and men looking at our state thinking, gosh, you know, I don't know, do I dare expand or am I going to get taxed? You know what, maybe I'll just go to Fargo. Maybe I'll be in Superior in Hudson. It's a safer bet, and that's a sad thing for our state, but it is a really, really scary scenario for the future expansion of our state. So I hope the Senate has a little bit more common sense, but I'm not holding out any hope.
All right, Kurt, thanks for updating us on it. We'll stay in touch. Appreciate all your good work there. Thanks a bunch.
I appreciate it, Scott, and thanks for letting us get the message out. It's really critical that this is the time Minnesotans should call their legislators and tell them to stop this nonsense.
Get on it, folks. It's important, and it makes a difference when you do that, when you take action. Kurt, thanks a bunch. Kurt Zeller is raising with the – you bet. Good talking to you. Take care. All right, let's find out what Mr. Steve Hallstrom is going to be doing tomorrow on the program we call Steve's Sports Saturday. Steve, take it away.
Hey, thanks, Scott. We got a great show lined up for tomorrow. Really excited to have UND hockey assistant coach Dane Jackson. And of course, it's going to be the Gophers and the artist formerly known as the Sioux. I guess we can say that. Gophers and UND in the Frozen Four. That'll be a great time next week. And we'll be visiting with Dane Jackson tomorrow morning, get his thoughts on the fantastic playoff run for UND and that matchup with the Gophers. Also, Amy Anderson, the LPGA golfer, she's got the weekend off, and we'll have a chance to visit with Amy about her first few weeks as a professional golfer. Bison football coach Chris Kleiman will also be with us in hour number one. And yes, you know, about a week into spring football, we'll talk to Chris about any surprises or any good storylines that he's seeing from his team. Then in hour number two, we're going to talk Twins with Red Bollinger. The Twins, of course, got their season started in Chicago. Now they head to Cleveland, and some interesting storylines shaping up very early in the season for the Twins. And we're also hoping to catch up with A.J. Mansour from KFAN. He said he's going to try to make it work out tomorrow to talk Vikings football. He covers the Vikings for KFAN and KFAN.com. And he's headed to the Final Four this weekend, so we're going to see if we can catch up with A.J. for a little bit as well. We're very excited to have these guests ready to go, and we're also very excited to extend an invitation to you to join us on the show. You can give us a call and let us know what's on your mind. Give us any comments or questions that you have. 701-271-1100 is our studio line. If you can, catch us live on AM 1100, The Flag. You can also listen online, am1100.com. You can also listen to us via mobile app. TuneIn Radio is the one I use, and it works great. You can catch us TuneIn Radio app as well. And then we do podcast all of our shows as well. One of the few sports shows in the upper Midwest, really, that podcasts its radio shows. So you can always catch a show even if you have to miss a show when we're broadcasting 9 to 11. We will be back at it tomorrow morning, 9 to 11, at Vision Bank, one of our great sponsors, along with Peterson Farm Seeds. And we hope to be able to join you and these great guests we have tomorrow from 9 to 11 right here on AM 1100 The Flag. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
You too, Steve Hallstrom. Steve, Sports Saturday, that is just a great, great show. So tune it in. Live from Vision Bank, by the way, 3025th Street South, which is a great place to be on Saturday morning, so cruise on by there. Mark, it's going to be, about 37 degrees for a high today. We're at 28 degrees right now, and forecast says in the valley, variably cloudy and windy, high of 38, northwest wind again at 20 to 30 miles an hour. So you're going to blow your way all the way to Minot today.
What's the best route, do you think?
Just go on the interstate to Bismarck and head north on
fastest.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
If it's slippery, less slippery.
Yeah, and you move a little quicker, and it's the way to go. Partly cloudy, about 25 tonight for a low. Weekend looks 53 tomorrow, 55 on Sunday, and 51 on Monday. That's the valley. Out in the patch, 37 today with 26 for a low. 48 tomorrow, Sunday 53. How about this, though? Tuesday, 60 degrees.
Terrific.
I don't know how I'm going to react on the first 60-degree day.
I'm taking off my shirt.
Wow, well, that'd be something. The forecast in the patch is partly cloudy, 38 today. Again, the wind's whipping around pretty good. South-southeast at 15 to 25 tonight. A few passing clouds, otherwise generally clear and low about 26 degrees. I'll be at the fundraiser for the Fargo Air Museum tonight. I'm one of the celebrity waiters. So I'll be super serving tables. I can hardly wait. Looking forward to that tonight. Out at the Fargo Air Museum. Should be a blast. Cloudy and 28 at this hour now in Fargo, by the way. Tioga, cloudy into 24. Rest of the areas out in the patch. Williston, 23. Watford, 23. Newtown, 24. Stanley at 24, Columbus at 17 degrees in the Valley, 28 in Grand Forks at this hour, Hillsboro 28 with some light snow showers in Hillsboro at this hour right now, Grafton 26, Kindred 28, Breckenridge 30. You're up to date on what's on your mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.